Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I want to address all of my colleagues who I think are confused about the First Amendment. The First Amendment does not give the Chinese Communist Party the right to American data or the right to manipulate the minds of Americans.
The gay pirate came out in a press conference and said there's no U.S. intelligence agencies involved in the U.S. domestically, and they're not involved in the media.
With data and with access to your, you know, app that you're addicted to, you can vastly manipulate an entire population, which the Chinese have done.
Right. Are you worried that our intelligence agencies are doing the same thing domestically?
Am I worried that I know that they're not.
They're not manipulating Americans? They're not controlling the flow of information?
Yeah, do you have some evidence otherwise that you'd like to share?
Operation Mockingbird, weaponization hearings, the Steele dossier where the Justice Department paid the CIA operatives to create fake,
Let's talk now about propaganda, programmed by governments to manipulate people's thoughts and opinions. Well, now the U.S. government wants to be able to use propaganda on its own people. This provision is buried deep within the $642 billion defense bill and would give the government overarching power to push television, radio, print, and social media onto the U.S. public.
I could go on for a couple hours here. I've experienced it myself, but go back to the clip.
Congressman, you asked for an example of the U.S. intelligence agencies meddling in our information. What about before the 2020 election when 50 members came out and said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation? Does that count?
No, because, I mean, they were retired.
They were retired, but the FBI had the laptop program.
There's nothing even close to a TikTok.
So a reporter says, well, what about this case? He says, oh, those are former intel chiefs of the NSA, the CIA, and other agencies who have all their former employees working in the government. They themselves work at the big private Booz Allen-type organizations. It's a revolving door. So it's big tech, big corporations, big banks, the ratings agencies, working with the intelligence agencies, directing corporations and government against the people.
Isn't Lisa trying to, like, the Asian hate, like, you know, the people are getting attacked or a bunch of black men that have been attacking Asian men. So, like, what are you doing? We're trying to, like, help, like, with the BLM. Like, we're gonna, like, I mean, it's individuals. It's not a people, you know? That's not good. The optics of that are not good.
The spying on the American people, the censorship in the last few elections, all of that is admitted. All that came out last year in the weaponization hearings. But here's Crenshaw basically saying that water isn't wet and that birds don't fly in the sky and that fish don't swim in the ocean and that Hitler didn't have a weird mustache. Now, no one denies TikTok's bad and weaponized and that four of the six Hollywood production houses are owned by China and that it came out, as I told you a decade ago, in major Breitbart investigation, that the Communist Chinese Party is funding the major transgender movement in America, Black Lives Matter, all of it. We know that. But they want this law to then target everybody else, including independent third-party websites. So it's very troubling it passed the House last Wednesday morning. And I hope it doesn't pass the Senate because it sets a very dangerous precedent. We had the intelligence agencies legalized under Obama in 2012 with the repeal of the Schmidt-Mund Act, and we have them operating against the American people and engaging in this brainwashing, the Schmidt-Mund Act of 1948. And I can pull you up Washington Post headlines. Obama bill passes. CIA now allowed to deceive and spread propaganda in America. They're very proud of it. But they want to have this paradox where they're doing it, involved in it, it all comes out, but then they talk to us like children and say, oh, no, that's not going on. That's not happening. Everybody knows about the Hunter Biden laptop. That's literally one ice crystal on the tip of the iceberg. That's one snowflake in this giant. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we got two guys with us in studio that go into the danger zone. One of them is a federal contractor and with a whistle multiple times to Congress, resulting in huge investigations, arrests, you name it. Carlos Arellano, a real hero, and Anthony Rubin, an amazing investigative journalist, most of you know who he is, reaches hundreds of millions of people, been all over the national news, just exposing incredible stuff. Also got kidnapped a few months ago by the drug cartels on the Texas border, right by SpaceX, but was still able to later go back into Mexico and retrieve his footage. All of it has been harrowing. Anthony Rubin in studio, Carlos Arellano in studio, and you can find them both at Carlos is a cutie on X, and at Real Muckraker on X for Anthony Rubin. And again, we have Max Kaiser and Luke Radowski with Amazing News. What a dynamic duo hosting the fourth hour out of Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today. And I'm told you guys are going to be on that show as well. So thanks for making time out of your incredibly busy schedules. Give us a 35,000-foot view, and whoever wants to start first can, about where you think we are right now with the Supreme Court ruling that Texas can arrest illegals, the lower court overriding it somehow, all the craziness going on, the Democrats claiming that it will frustrate law enforcement if they're allowed to arrest illegals, including everyday convicted pedophiles, you name it, being caught. I mean, this is crazy. You guys just went into a New York facility where you delivered children before and blown the whistle. It's now come out that there's sexual abuse going on, all this other stuff. They're trying to sweep it under the rug, but you guys are exposing it. You've got those reports on your X accounts. In the interest of time, I'm not going to play the reports other than B-roll, but it is dramatic. I mean, hundreds of bombshell videos. Every one of these should be on the cover of the New York Times, but it's not. They'll cover some of the illegal alien migrant kids being used as slave labor, which is good. I'm glad they admit that's happening. But the sex slavery, it's all out of control. So let me start with Carlos. Carlos, how would you describe where America and the world is right now and what you witnessed? And then we'll start drilling into the larger issues.
Where we're at now is the worst of the worst, because at first it started with children being kidnapped from their parents, and now there's stories going around about organ harvesting, and a lot of it just gets crazier as the time goes by. You used to think about, oh no, there's no way organ harvesting is going, it's true, but you start hearing this from people working with the kids now and people coming through the border about it happening in Tijuana and Monterrey and Reynosa. So it's getting worse.
Good God, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Rubin, what are you witnessing?
Well, what I'm witnessing is we still have our constitutional republic. And I mean, the framework that our great founders gave us is still there. I mean, it's still intact, but there is a very dark, demonic cloud covering our country. You know what I mean? And that it's slowly taking us over. And I mean, we're on borrowed time. So at a high level, that's what I'm witnessing. And I mean, fraudulent organizations handing out bogus paperwork with illegals that could get residency cards and ID cards and embed themselves in America's largest city in New York. You know, contractors who are moving these kids into foster homes where there's on record all sorts of sexual assault and abuse. And these contractors just get off scot-free. They just hide themselves from the camera. They tell you to get lost and they hide their name badge and nothing happens to them. So it's truly demonic. But, you know, like you said, like you're saying with these different court cases that are coming out, the Republic is trying to, it's almost like death rashes. You know what I mean? It's trying to make a comeback and, you know, will it prevail? I'm not sure, but we're trying.
Very well said. It is like thrashing around for our lives.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
And you've got specific cases that you personally, you guys have been working on and incredible stuff on your accounts on X that everybody should go check out. But what do you make of the federal judge who's anti-gun ruling citizens shouldn't own guns? But this Obama federal judge says illegal aliens can own guns. This sounds like a Red Dawn scenario. All these military and men coming in.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw that court case. There was different arguments that they used to get that through. They said that he had originally bought it due to civil unrest, and that's why he was able to buy the gun, and that it should stand, and that there's no history of declining gun rights to non-citizens. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. I mean, there's some of my footage right there that you guys are playing of these military age men in Panama that are all on the way to the United States. And now apparently these men could all get armed and do God knows what. So, I mean, it's incredibly scary. I mean, if there was ever a time to go get armed, the time is right now. If you're not armed, you're a sitting duck. I can say that much.
Well, we've shown these compilations 100 times. Maybe the crew can pull one up. There's hundreds of versions, but it shows the TSA groping people and, you know, checkpoints in New York at the subway, then the border's wide open.
Right.
So citizens, they try to take the shot. The illegals are exempt. Why do you think that is? Because they want to draw more in?
Oh, yeah. Well, the company that I work for that's moving children, if you go to their website right now, they're hiring for custody and security officers in Haiti. So it's what are these guys doing in Haiti now? And you go to mbminc.com, you go to careers, and you'll see the positions, one of the top three right now.
And the UN got caught in an AP report, 7-8 years ago, massive human trafficking, they reported, and the Clinton Foundation got caught, and the head of the foundation went to jail. I mean, you can't make this up.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, there was something. I mean, we could take this a million different ways. How's this? You have ORR. That's the Office of Refugee Resettlement. That's under HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services. And it's on record. For example, the Florida, it was the 23rd Florida statewide grand jury did this, and I believe 2023, because all these kids are getting dropped off in Florida. And they're like, we got to investigate what the hell is going on, right? So they did a big investigation. And one of the things they found, there was actually an ORR worker. These are the people that are responsible. These kids come across. They vet the sponsors. They say, okay, is this really the person that this kid is going to? Is this really the parent or guardian, right? There was a case where this ORR worker saw that there was over 100 kids sent to one address, and their superiors were not doing anything about it, so they decided to report human trafficking to a government hotline, and they were fired for doing so.
Just like Carlos has done.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
We just spent the whole hour on the stuff this guy's done.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we probably should, because that's incredible. I mean, it's one thing. I mean, there's two different aspects, right? Military age men that are coming over here and getting armed and getting ready to cause civil unrest, you know, probably political assassinations, all sorts.
And the Democrats say they can have guns, but we can't.
Right.
I mean, this is...
Right. But then there's the whole child trafficking aspect, which is equally as demonic and equally as scary. So wherever we want to go, I'm happy to.
You guys are the experts. There's all these great reporters on the border, but you guys pop up more than anybody. Other than like Michael Young, you guys are kicking ass.
Yeah. Well, we could talk about something that we just did.
Yeah, but you guys lead this, because I can ask 100 questions, but I don't want to lead us in the wrong direction. You guys are front lines.
Cool.
So where do you want to go next?
Well, I want to talk about what we did up in New York, unless, Carlos, do you want to add anything before we get into all that?
Oh, no. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Cool. So something we just did, muckraker.com, in conjunction with the Heritage Oversight Committee, was we went up to New York and we exposed this organization called La Jornada. And what they're doing, anybody can walk in there, but primarily, you know, you have to be an illegal alien. I tried walking in there doing this, you know, myself as, you know, an Italian Jewish American, and they totally shut me down because I don't look the part, right? So you have to be a certain type of character to go be able to do this successfully. But you walk in there if you're an illegal alien and you say, hey, listen, I want to buy residency and ID NYC paperwork. and they will get, they'll be like, okay, so write a name down on this piece of paper, just any name. They don't check anything.
And by the way, we have two of your reports. One's 13 minutes, one's four. We'll roll the B-roll while you're talking.
Yeah, this is the four-minute one. And so you write down any name. I mean, you could write down Saddam Hussein. You could write down Osama bin Laden. You could write down whatever you want.
Daffy Duck.
Yeah, Daffy Duck, sure. And then SpongeBob. And then you go and wait in the lobby. They go in the back, and this person, I forget his name, the president of this organization, signs this paperwork, and like you see in this video, they just hand it to you. And so now with that paperwork, you now have fraudulent residency, proof of residency, and you have the paperwork where you could go take and get a official New York City ID card.
And this is what the CIA does back in the Cold War, where they would infiltrate CIA into Eastern Europe. They would get them fake IDs, the names of dead people, you name it. They're literally engaged in identity fraud or creating whole new identities.
Right.
And a lot of times they have children with them, which is perfect for the smuggling.
Right. Right. And so here you can see there's this sitting congresswoman currently in Congress right now, Grace Meng of New York, and she secured that organization $250,000 federal taxpayer dollars. So it's just so incredible.
Just the thing is, the federal government's paying for a place handing out paperwork for fake IDs.
100%.
Which aren't fake, actually. You get real ones under a fake identity.
Yeah, exactly.
So official IDs that usually only spies would have.
Correct.
I mean, this is incredible.
So think about you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Started to sell me bracelets to get in the hotel. So basically, the illegals are starting a black market of their own, and everything that the city gives them for free, like a Metro card, they'll turn around and sell that. Food stamp.
I've always said, why don't I go across the border and come back and have all these rides? So that's right. That's starting.
Yeah.
Wow, keep going, sorry.
And this location that we went to, on Wednesdays, they sign people up for food stamps in the city of New York. So on Wednesdays at 8:30 a.m., there's a line of about 100 Chinese illegals and people from North Africa lining up to get food stamps and free food. And we didn't do that, but we saw it on the signs there while we were there announcing it to people. And they got a bunch of other stuff there, too, you know. They got papers that say free Pampers on Monday, free this on this day. It just never ends.
I was reading a family in Chicago under one of these programs of four illegals gets $92,000 a year just from the city. How the hell are they paying for that? Michigan just signed, they had a law, $240-something million to build migrant camps. How many camps you build for $240-something million?
Right, right. But then, you know, we got to go. It's almost tax season, right? We have to go and we have to sign a confession that says all of our economic activity and hand it over to the IRS in this whole fictitious scheme. Well, we actually should probably, I kind of want to get into
which
that.
Which violates your Fifth Amendment.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of want to get into that if we got time.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, we got to do that. We have to go. Well, let's get into it. I mean, the income tax, as you know, I mean, there's no actual law requiring you to pay.
Didn't happen until 1913. The amendment's BS. It's total crap.
Right. And they don't even define income. They define income by saying what gross income is. Right. And so if you go ahead and you actually file a return, which, by the way, I'm going to because I don't have time or resources to spend fighting any sort of lawfare.
Plus, you're a target.
Exactly. So I'm going to, just so everybody, I'm going to file. But there is no law in the books requiring you to file. But that's what everybody has to do. So basically what we are is we are essentially involuntary serfs to this tyrannical government that is trying to replace us with these invaders. And what's going to happen is these people will take the priority and the United States is going to basically dissolve into oblivion. But as far as the IRS goes, just to kind of finish the tangent that I'm on, you sign this this tax return. It's really a confession.
Affidavit.
Yeah. And what happens is if you everything you put on there can be used against you.
They tell you.
Yeah, it can be used against you in a court of law. So you are waiving your Fifth Amendment rights, right? So then again, that asks, how is this? How could it possibly be compulsory? Because nobody can compel you to violate your own Fifth Amendment rights, right? And testify against yourself. But that's what's going on. So my whole point in saying this is that we're peasants, we're serfs, but these people come over here and, you know, according to what you said, get $92,000 a year, stay in hotels, and complain when they have to get moved around. They actually complain and then jump police officers and get set out free without any bail.
And flip everybody off.
Correct.
By the way, we got new footage on Infowars.com that just came in. We'll play it next segment of a Venezuelan illegal saying, F you, we want 300,000 Venezuelans, we're going to overthrow America. Again, it's this attitude. I see videos every day where they're flipping people off at the border saying, we're taking over and laughing. And they're chanting Biden, they're wearing Biden shirts. Who is brainwashing them to act like this?
It's the NGOs in South America. They're scattered all over the place. And
so they're getting radicalized in those.
Yeah, they are, because they teach them, you know, hey, this is the way you got to lean to keep it going, and this is what you got to do to get more people out there. And they're instructed on what to do the moment they start coming this way. Because I used to get children who used to tell me, the coyote told me how far I need to walk north and how far I need to walk towards the left side to get to the camp. Where the camp, they're going to feed me, clothe me, and give me all these things. So the coyotes know themselves from the cartel where the camps are at. So, you know, what else do they know?
I was asked by Steve Bannon last week on his show, is this too far gone to turn around? We don't have a choice, but I don't know how. The real numbers are like 20 million since Biden got in, not 10 million. How do you reverse something this big?
That's the 100 million. Well, that's the $33 trillion question, right? I mean, like, I'm not really too sure how you reverse it, because it's going to get bloody. What exactly are you going to do? It's going to require a coalition of, you know, tens of millions of American patriots that are ready to actually stand up, strong American men. Do we have it? I think that a lot of the men in this country have been politically neutered, so to say, unfortunately. I mean, people won't even stand up and speak the truth, let alone actually go out and put yourself in a situation where you might get shot in the head by an armed illegal alien. Right?
By the way, what I'm pointing at you, I'm telling the crew when we post this later to InfoWars Next, I want that clip up front. Watch, these clips are amazing. What you're saying is so true. You know, I've always thought it's a slow motion Red Dawn. You don't have blue helmets. They just have illegals, the military and police. And but now I've been talking to some really smart guys that have been in Army Special Operations, Delta Force, you name it, that I've talked to the last few days. I had three of them contact me that I know well. And they said, Alex, we're getting chatter that they're doing this so the feds will stand down when the illegals do uprisings if Trump wins. And that makes perfect sense because they're already trying to head Trump off saying he can't declare the Insurrection Act. Why would you have a federal judge that's anti-gun say illegals all have a right to own guns? I mean, during, quote, civil unrest. That's what she said in the ruling. This is really dark. I mean, this is hard to believe.
Right. And that was an Obama-appointed judge, wasn't it?
I mean, yes. She says citizens shouldn't own guns.
Right.
But illegal aliens should.
Right. Right. No, it's a takeover of this is war. You know, it hasn't gone kinetic yet, but it's going to. Right. And the question is, how are we going to come out the other end of this? The Republic, as far as I can see, is really permanently, the face of it is permanently changed, right? But the question is, do we now make a hard U-turn and go back and make a beeline towards liberty, or do we become a totalitarian state?
But you got the footage. These are Iranian military men with the same boots.
Right.
That's military coming in. I mean, they are planning something big. I'm sure, folks, I've held back on this because it was so hard to believe. I actually now believe there's about to be a hot takeover, not incremental anymore. I now, as of last night, in my gut, it really hit me. I believe there's about to be a hot takeover.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you absolutely. I mean, listen, we're not 1950s Cuba, right? But think about how Fidel Castro was able to come to power.
If they have illegal aliens of all these different groups rise up and start burning and killing, anybody fights they're calling white supremacists, the average American will just shut up and let them do it.
Right.
Because they don't want to be called racist. I mean, that's what's happening.
Right. Or, I mean, what does it take for a woke, like, chairman of the Joint Chiefs to just do a coup and just say, you know, we're not going to take orders from the commander-in-chief anymore?
Well, you're very astute. The Democrats have introduced a bill to do just that, which is a coup in legislation against the executive.
Yeah, I can totally see that happening. You know what I mean? Just neuter the president right off the bat. Like, let's say Trump gets into office. Just make sure that he can't do a damn thing about it and let the illegals burn down the cities. I mean, they've already
That's what they
that.
Said. They said there'll be an uprising, and when Trump tries to stop it, Carlos, how do we stop this?
Oh, man. We're lost. It's not. There's no stopping it. There's nowhere to go, but it's going to take years and years to get this fixed because the people who come here, there was this one time in South Texas where Border Patrol used to tell me, don't turn your back on them because that guy is former military. This guy is a former police officer from Honduras. This guy is a former mercenary from this area. You're stupid if you turn your back on them, even here. So this is warnings that I got inside a federal facility in South Texas. So imagine in a riot on election night what they're going to do.
Well, I know the look of people, and you can tell when they come in groups. Sometimes it's women and children that are being used and abused. When you see these men coming in, it's military. You can tell.
I mean, there's no way a nice person who's doesn't know how to defend themselves is going to survive that trek. You know, it's the most dangerous people.
I almost feel like I dropped the ball on this because we're usually ahead of things because I just couldn't believe it was this bold. I think it's conclusive. They're planning a military takeover.
I think that's accurate.
It's going to happen election night.
I think so, too, y'all. Oh, my God. We're literally the countdown to the end of the country, folks. I don't know what we're going to do. God help us. Americans have had it good so long, they cannot expect this.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Asymmetrical warfare, guerrilla warfare. We have tens of millions of people pouring in, the majority of the military-age men in groups from the Middle East, from Africa, from China, from Latin America. We have major investigative journalists and whistleblower here with us who are on record getting some of the most powerful information yet. And they're telling me what folks in Army Special Operations are saying that are high level, that they believe, and then I have the Democrats admitting this, there's going to be uprisings if Trump is reelected, that they're going to launch asymmetrical warfare. There'll be some false flags to, you know, claim it's racial or whatever on the other side, and that all hell is about to break loose to destabilize the country. And again, most of the illegals coming in won't be part of this, but large contingents of them, a few thousand, could wreak havoc. We're talking about millions of military-age men, hundreds of thousands, obviously operatives, how many days out of the election, I mean, you can feel the danger, not just intellectually see it. Your take on that?
My take on that is exactly what we said in the last segment. I mean, people, all I could say is this, because when we start talking like this, I just think, okay, you know, how can we make sure that we mitigate the damage and that average Americans who are at home don't get hurt? And I mean, make sure that you're armed. Make sure if you got, gee, if you have a family, I'm blessed right now to be single and not have a family. I can't imagine having kids. That just, you know, magnifies the whole problem. Make sure you got storable food, like you always say. Make sure that you're armed. Make sure that you have gold and silver, because the U.S. dollar is going to collapse. There's going to be a sovereign debt crisis as well. It could happen tomorrow. So all I could say, all I could do really is offer words of advice on, you know, how to better prepare yourself, because I can't stop it. I'm just one man, right? So
the preponderance of evidence is the New World Order is making its move right now. Everything they've prepared for decades is here. Carlos?
And you got to get out of the big cities, too, because that's where it's going to mostly burn down, you know, and that's they're looking for to cause the most chaos. And what better way than destroy all the downtown areas of, you know, New York City and D.C. and L.A. Those, you got to go to the suburbs, get as far away as possible. I'm even kind of scared right now what the border is going to look like on election night. So and you're talking to someone who's lived by the border his whole life. And I've never really been scared up until now of where I live. You know, I used to always say, you know what, I'm far away from big cities, I'm fine. But now the border is more scary than the big cities.
Here's why I'm concerned. I live this like you guys do, 18 hours a day while I'm awake. And people ask how I make all these predictions to come true. I look at all the evidence, and I have a gut-level assumption or analysis. It's not gut. It's all your brain integrating all the data. And when you talk about this, it's a surety in me. Like, we could back him down by exposing him and maybe Trump talk. I'm getting chills. But right now, I can pull the articles up where the Democrats are trying to strip Trump from military power, from the Insurrection Act. They're admitting they're going to have an uprising. The beta test was the summer 2000, mostly peaceful, burning everything down. They're doing this. This is it. They didn't just bring the illegals in to vote for Democrats, folks, or to skim money off of them. They brought them in as the cover for the foreign armies they've inserted. And then when people oppose it, they'll go, oh, they're brown people mainly. It's white supremacists. That's what they're already saying.
Right. Right. But if you're confused and you believe that a man could be a woman and a woman could be a man, then you'll totally accept this crap. Right. And so that's kind of what I was saying before about how everybody's been politically neutered. But, all, you know, I do want to say this. I don't know how many live listeners you have right now, a couple hundred thousand maybe. If every single person right now decided to go out and speak the truth for a whole week straight or a month straight everywhere, in your place of worship, at your place of business, at your school, wherever you are, just refuse to back down. Right. You got a leftist professor, raise your hand and say, you know what? No, I refute that. That's total nonsense. Right. And just do that. You would be so surprised what you could. There's something called the Ash Conformity Experiment. Right, where basically what they did, it's hard to explain the whole thing right now, but basically
the Stanford Prison Experiment and others.
Well, the Stanford Prison Experiment and so on, but basically the people should look up the Ash Conformity Experiment. What they did is they had one test subject who was placed in a larger group. Right. And they didn't realize that the people that were in the group with them were actually in on the experiment. And then what they did is they would show three lines of different lengths and a sample line. And they said, which of these three lines matches the length of the sample line? And it was totally obvious what the answer was. Right. But everybody in the group would choose the wrong answer intentionally. And then when they got to the test subject would always just go along to get along and choose the wrong answer despite what was right in front of their eyes.
And so it's a conformity bias. I've seen that study, too. I was just saying, similar to Stanford and others, people go along in groupthink.
100%. But what I want to say is this, though. What they found broke that conformity was if there was just one other person in the group who didn't go along, then that test subject was like the likelihood of them going along with it. If there was just one other person who didn't conform with the group, it became like almost inconsequential.
So this is a classic gaslighting experiment.
Correct. And so my point is, right, based off of what we saw in this experiment where it only took one other person that broke the conformity to get the test subject not to, you know, or to trust their own eyes again, you could be that person. You could be the catalyst who stands up and then snaps everybody out of this.
And that's what happened with COVID. People stood up and they had to back down.
Correct. But it takes that brave individual to actually stand up and go against the grain. And what I'm trying to say is, and this is what I continue to say, is that there is not enough of them out there. And so it's not about going out and getting armed and being some tough guy. If you don't even have the courage to stand up and speak the truth, we don't have enough people doing that.
I always say that. You're not going to fight the blue helmets if you're not going to politically fight now.
Correct. And so what I'm asking the entire InfoWars audience to do, if you're watching this on your computer or on air, go out and speak the truth at the first moment of inconvenience when it's uncomfortable. And if you do that, I mean, then you are actually helping to save this republic. If you don't, you're worse than a coward, actually.
Well, that's right, because when they trigger the riots and all this, they're going to sell the lie that it's because some cop shot a black man and that's why people are uprising. No, the globalists are going to give the order, and so that's why we have to see through this now.
Right. Right. And the thing is, everybody knows it's garbage. I mean, everybody knows what was going on with George Floyd and Black Lives Matter and all why people are racist. Everybody knew that that was garbage, or at least most people did. But the only reason why it was allowed to proliferate is because nobody stood up and nobody had the balls to actually do anything about it. And to say, no, this is actually nonsense. I'm not a racist just because I'm white.
And when they had all the white liberals sit, bow, and lick boots and stuff, that was to make everybody else bow down to the system. The system puts a black face on, nothing to do with black people, and uses that for conformity.
Right. But look what happened. I mean, we've never really truly recovered after that whole, I mean, it was a revolution, a mini revolution. I mean, for example, look at what came, look at the end zones in the NFL now to end racism. It takes all of us. I mean, every single player on that field is black making.
Advil says, buy our product, we're helping black people, they feel more pain.
Right. Right. But again, this only stops if you call this crap out. But not enough people do. So that's what I'm encouraging the entire InfoWars audience to do, because we are on borrowed time. And honestly, going along to get along is not going to work for much longer. So, you know,
it's gotten us this position.
Correct. Correct. So, you know, I was thinking maybe we could get deeper into the whole child aspect.
I was about to say, like, you guys are exposing the child smuggling. Where are these children going, Carlos?
So it's funny you say that, because there's not many places where they let me speak on that, except for probably here. And these children, I've been speaking about the private charter airplanes that I used to ride on, where we used to move 200, 300 kids at a time. And they used to go to homes, and I couldn't explain what they really were. But these days, it seems like they're foster homes, and that they're starting to mix migrant kids with American kids from the CPS system. And a lot of people have different opinions on that, but as someone who used to do this, and I was there every day, and I was part of it, it is that. And they're starting to, it's a billion-dollar business, and they're starting to mix migrant kids with CPS kids in foster homes. And sometimes they try to tell me, you know what, the foster home is a separate thing from the migrant stuff, but you managed to lose 85,000 of the migrant children. You can't tell me you've been doing such a great job of keeping it separate from American kids. Is they're starting to traffic American kids as well, and they're moving them all around the country and God knows where else.
And you say you're getting information about organ harvesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and at the border is you catch now not just children talking about it, but adults of reports of, they got offered, hey, we got a young kidney, and it's a child-sized kidney, and it's very young, and it's very good, and this is how much we're asking for it, and this is all on the northern side of Mexico. So you're starting to hear that more often now. So
God help us. So now the cartels have even gotten down to children's organs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God help them. Where's Tony Montana when you need him?
Yeah. It's sad. It's sad.
All right, gentlemen, let's continue on. And, hey, I want you guys to come guest us soon.
Let's do it.
All right, folks, be sure to check out their X accounts at Real Muckrat.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
There's a new video up on InfoWars.com. I see these every day. Venezuelan illegal calls for 300,000 followers to invade unoccupied U.S. homes, which is happening all over the U.S. Illegal aliens, mainly from Venezuela, have been told and are sent to the houses. Some of the Chi-Coms that we've gotten on video say, I'm going here to take over this house. This is on video. This is in Spanish, but here it is. Invade a U.S. house in the United States. I found out there's a law that says that if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. Guys, here. The United States also applies the of land invasion. I think that will be my next business invading. Abandoned houses, since I have looked for some codes with my friends, Africans, and they told me what they have already taken. About 7 houses, and as the saying goes, Daddy, we have to look for the return of the return. The right now is to invade house, since we are not in a street situation, and in the only we have to not live in the street and not be a public burden. The law says that it's abandoned, houses deteriorated, and this is a bad condition. We can get and repair and live. It is as we can sell it even back for credits. What do you say? I mean, this is the insanity, guys.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. When I see a Venezuelan mother coming across here with her children, right? When I see something like that, or honestly, just even if I see a man that's down and out, whatever, I see human beings. And unfortunately, here's the problem, though. What these evil people have done to our country is they've made it so that there really can be no black and white, right? The solution to this, how can you have a nuanced solution to a problem this
big? No, it's cancer. You got to cut it off.
You got to cut it off. And that's the problem, because there are...
Well, the UN shut all those countries down, the lockdowns, to trigger this, but it's the cover for the criminals. You have to shut it off.
And so what I'm saying, though, is if you truly want to turn this around, it's going to take drastic measures that are unforgiving. And I'm not talking about killing anybody necessarily, but I'm saying, I'm not talking about killing anybody at all. But what I'm trying to say is when I say drastic measures, meaning, unfortunately, the people that have come over here that maybe are legitimately have asylum claims, there's no room for nuance anymore. I mean, you have to go in with a broad brush and, you know, clean up shop and get these people out of here, because you have people like that are coming over here. And like you said, it's a cancer. You're not going to change that person's mind. You're not going to convince them that, no,
the system, the government itself has created a lawless position. We have to first get the government back, and then we have to shut this down and get control.
Correct. But, you know, that's not going to happen unless we have a broad, far-reaching solution, which is what it's going to take, and that's unforgiving. And that's why I say I have compassion for these Venezuelan mothers with children and even some of the men coming across here. But unfortunately, now that they've created this emergency situation, there could be no room for nuance.
Well, that's right. And the Democrats have created this on purpose. Biden said, when I win, immediately surge the border. Carlos?
Oh, man, He started that since the moment he took office. He really did, because 85,000 children missing are just from the first year. And when I was working moving children in the month of April and March of 2021, they had a record of, I think it was 17,000 unaccompanied minors in 2 months in 2021. And they created all these mega facilities for the children. They got one out in North Carolina now. So it's a big business for them. It's a big money business for the Democrats, and they love it.
And not just you, but Project Veritas in Texas, Arizona, New Jersey, New York. They go talk to 12-year-old girls. They go, yeah, they make me have sex with 10 men a day. And he goes down the girls, yeah, I'm a sex slave. Can you help me get out of here?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, wow.
Yeah, well, we know that, Roosevelt Avenue in Queens, there are underage women out there, these, you know, illegal alien girls that have been trafficked across the border that are pimping themselves out and getting pimped out right there on Roosevelt Avenue. I mean, Carlos, you've spoken to people that know even more about that.
Yeah, they're working in the massage parlors, and they're working in it looks like an insurance place, but when you go in there, it's a front for prostitution, and it's all unaccompanied migrant girls who are working to pay off their debt to the cartel. And you go in there, and it's a whole lot of illegal activity going on in there. And you can go in there and buy one of these underage children that are working to pay everything off.
And what's incredible is they launder the money back through the Democrat law firms. So the cartels and all these groups and NGOs pay massive money per town or city into the NGOs that give them the political protection to do this.
Yeah.
And when you get a Democrat on TV saying, we regret this or no, like they look like they're starting, they don't regret anything. They're getting money on the back end. So they want this to keep going. They just go on camera and say, we can't take it anymore and all this other stuff. It's all lies. They know.
Chicago, New York. Oh, it's terrible. But then behind the scenes, they're lobbying for more of it.
Yeah, they are. They are. Because they know it brings in million-dollar contracts. So don't believe any of this that they're saying is terrible, or we're running out of space, or we can't do it anymore. They know they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah. You guys want to, I mean, why don't we talk about some of the foster homes that we're seeing these kids being delivered to? I mean, we can name names.
You right shot the now. Video. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, you know, you go to LaGuardia Airport. I'm just going to put it out there because I don't think they're going to change their operation. It's impossible to at this point. Although they might. I mean, they might just start putting these kids on private charter planes like they used to do, and then nobody would be able to track this stuff. But you go to LaGuardia Airport, and and you just wait. If anybody's in New York right now watching this, you go do it today. Wait for the flights coming out of Texas. I guarantee you're going to see it happen at least once or twice a day, where you're going to see this escort, in air quotes, taking these kids with a group of kids behind them. They're all dressed the same. And what happens is the black, there's outside of LaGuardia Airport, right there outside of baggage claim, a black van will roll up. They will load these kids into the black van, and the black van will take off.
Wow.
And so we just, and they won't say anything. I mean, you'll go. And
you've gotten footage of this.
They should pull it up. It's my pin tweet.
Pin tweet, guys. Pull it up.
And so you go and you film these people, and they try to smack the camera out of your hand. They try to hide their name badge. They say, don't film me. But, okay, we decided to actually follow them. And we followed them to these different foster homes. We followed them to four different foster homes, but there's many, many more just in the state of New York alone. Across the entire country, there's hundreds. Here's some of the footage.
Oh, God, this is hell.
And so, you know,
the unaccompanied children packed in black vans. You can't. People want to know what the child trafficking is. Here it is, folks.
But here's the deal. So just let's talk about the foster system for a little bit. From 2000 to 2018, there were 114,000 missing foster children whose cases just got closed. Like they never found the kids. 114,000 of these kids went missing, never found, cases closed. 114,000 of these foster kids, right? It's estimated that with child sex trafficking, 60% of the children who are child sex trafficked in this country are done so through foster homes. And so anyway, we followed to these different homes. Three of the four homes that we witnessed these kids being dropped off at, you know, if you just do a quick Google search, they are facing serious accusations of sexual assault. I mean, we're talking about people who actually had to go. One of the articles for one of these homes said that a child had to go to the hospital for an injured penis. I feel disgusting even repeating these words. It's demonic, right? I just don't even want it. I don't want these words coming out of my mouth. But that's the case. This is the news. And so despite that, despite these allegations, you know, every day or every few days, these places are getting new shipments of children. And they are also at the same time receiving millions of dollars through the federal government's unaccompanied child program. And so essentially what's happening at an extremely high level is you have these foster homes that are making a killing. I don't know what the profit margins is. I mean, you have to be inside looking at the books to know that, but they must be making a killing because we always know that the government overpays.
And everything. The point is they admit they're disappearing. Black vans, disappearing children, unaccompanied. And we know they're being put into physical slavery, Senate report, sex slavery. This is just unbelievable.
Correct. And I mean, just to close this off, I mean, like, these people are making God knows how much money off of trafficked children. That's what it is. It's a for-profit system where you can make money off of trafficked children. So that's what's going on. I mean, it's totally demonic, but I'll let Carlos add more.
Yeah, and then, you know, the kids in Maui that went missing, the American kids in the CPS system who go missing, we can't find them anywhere. And then we got facilities like in South Texas, the Walmarts, Alex, that you know very well of, that can house up to 3,000 kids, 2,000 kids. You know, it makes you wonder if they're all in there. And because no one's allowed inside these places. And when you talk to these kids, they say they've been in there for a year or 2 years, and they ask to go home, and they don't let them. And then you got another group of kids who won't even talk. So it makes you wonder, like, it doesn't take you... It wouldn't take a lot for a politician, a congressperson, go down to the Walmart, demand to go in there and see what kind of kids they can find in there. You know, maybe there's some kids from Maui in there or some kids that were in the foster care system who are missing. They're probably in there.
And I remember like 8-9 years ago, they were refurbishing Walmarts into prisons. We thought they were FEMA camps, so they were setting up for this. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.